It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by the premium cigars at Havana Smoke Shop in Jackson and at the Reservoir. Premium Sticks, Havana Smoke Shop. Also presented by lunch today is Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue in Dogwood. B3 is in Dogwood, Flowood. Jackson was there last week.
Smashed.
Yeah, you did. Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue has a new location in Dogwood. Flowood's great looking, too. It's right by Chipotle, but better. B3, burgers, blue plates, onion rings, fried pickles, Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue, new location in Dogwood by Chipotle. We want to welcome in Steve Robertson, fresh off another road trip. He was in Nashville. He got to see the Bulldogs take 2-3 from the Vanderbilt Commodores and moved up 12 spots in the net rankings to 28. Steve Robertson joined jeanspage.com, 247 Sports. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Steve, did you call the Hunter Hines home run?
You know what's interesting? No, I did not. But, Stefan Krasnick was also there from the Clarion Ledger, just, two-man crew this weekend. Usually it's just me, but it's kind of nice when you got somebody there you can kind of discuss the game with other than the opposing media. But when I told him, I said, man, I almost wish we could get somebody on base in the eighth, even if we can't get the run home, just because of the fact it gives Dakota Jordan and Hunter Hines a chance to hit in the ninth. And I said, I'd just like to get him back up to the plate. So I was hopeful that he'd get back to the plate, but no, to see that ball leave the yard the way that it did. Now, I'll tell you, that's one thing that there's a reason you go to the games other than just going to post game. I mean, there's just things you learn at the ballpark, things you see, but I'll tell you, as a fan of the game, you know, to see that ball leave the bat and then disappear over the wall, that's one of those things you remember forever. But it's so interesting as the ball met the bat, for about half a second there, it was completely silent at Hawkins Field. And then the Mississippi State dugout erupted. And that's all you could hear. Because, like, you know, you got to think they're up clapping and chanting rhythmically, and, you know, they're whistling, you know, for all that's worth. And all of a sudden, all of that stopped. And then the dugout erupts. And it's one of those moments that it's difficult to illustrate unless you were there. It was just one of those milliseconds in time where it just felt like everything stood still except for that baseball.
Man. Okay, so it's all in front of them, Steve. It's been a lot has gone on the last 2 years. People have been irate, spitting mad, as you know, on Gene's page, on this show, when we eat lunch, dinner, when we're in Starkville. But now they have 12 win, conference wins. And they had a big bump over the weekend as far as net rankings and all that stuff. They've got nine conference games left. So give me some numbers as to where you think, if they hit 15, they're in. That'd be 3-6 down the stretch. They hit 16. When do you think they start? Don't you agree they hit 15, they're in? Steve, 15-15?
Yeah, I think so. And it's a rarity for a 500 SEC team not to get in the tournament. And we ran these numbers last year. I wish I still had them. But you know, we talked earlier in the year, Bo, that, you know, at a minimum, you had to get to 14. I mean, just to give yourself a chance. And then it was going to depend on RPI and how the rest of the, you know, the world kind of played out. But now all of a sudden you look up and you think, okay, well, there's a lot of things that are possible now. But because of the series win in Vanderbilt, they're not just possible. Now you look at them and say there's a probability, because would you expect State to win these last two home series? Not sweep, but just win, and then get one game at Arkansas. Well, if you can do that, if you can just go 5-4 in these final nine SEC games, that puts you at 17.
Mm-hmm.
And 17 typically means you're in the hosting conversation. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you at this point that I expect this team to host, but because of this huge win against a high RPI team on the road, you put yourself in position now where it's not just about making the tournament. Now it's about putting yourselves in a position to potentially host a regional at Duty Noble Field. And so Alabama's a very good team, and they're not a great team, but they're a good team. And they're a little different team on the road, but everybody's kind of proven to be that this year in this league. But, you know, State has to protect the home turf this weekend. You get two out of three this weekend. Well, all of a sudden that gets you to 14 with two weekends to play. And you start thinking now, you know, we're really playing for positioning. And I thought Lamontas handled it well in postgame yesterday. You know, he says, you know, our goal is to host, you know, not just make the tournament. Our goal is to be a one seed when this whole thing settles. And now because of this weekend, you've really put yourself in position to do that. You had to get one, you needed to get two, and they absolutely did.
Yeah. Was it, you know, they've taken three series from Vanderbilt, 18-21 and this weekend since 18, and two of them in Vanderbilt, one of them national championship. Is that right, Steve?
Well, you look, they lost a series at Vandy in 21 and then beat them in the national championship series.
Got
and
it.
So, and that was the thing too, like that Sunday game, State should have won that series too. State gets up 4-0 and then doesn't score the rest of the ball game. And when you put up 7-0, chances of you winning aren't very good, you know? And so, yeah, but I think I'll tell you this too. What's interesting, you know, I've been to Vanderbilt many times, and it was a different atmosphere this year. I mean, this is a really good Vandy lineup, but they don't have that star, right? They don't have, you know, that one guy you got to pitch around. They got some guys that can hurt you, and there's really not an easy out in the lineup, but there's not really the star power. I think Jonathan Bastein is a really good player at shortstop for Vanderbilt. And, mm-hmm. The catcher is phenomenal. And the fact that Mershon was able to get a stolen base against them with a left-handed pitcher on the mound is an even bigger deal. But I like this Vandy team. If they get some guys healthy, they could make a run. But it's not that great Vanderbilt team that you walk out there and say you got to play a perfect game against.
Right. So did you feel like – how gratifying was it that what happened in the ninth inning with Mershon and Hunter Hines and ripping their heart off? heart out.
It's pretty amazing, I tell you. And really, I start with the Bryce Chance at bat. And Bryce Chance, I think, went 0 for the weekend. But, man, he barreled so many things up. And that at bat, if I remember correctly, I haven't done the math on this. I'm doing this from memory. But Miller Green entered the ninth inning having thrown 43 pitches. And by the time Dakota Jordan got up there, I think he had thrown 17 in the inning. And Bryce Chance battles and battles and battles. And then he hits a hard liner out to left that they run down out there. But I thought that kind of set the tone for the inning. And Rashawn just kind of picked it up from there. And lo and behold, he finds a way to get on base. And the last thing he needed was to go up there and go 1-2-3. You just got to give yourself a chance to put some pressure on the pitcher. And they got Dakota Jordan. You could kind of feel like this kind of audible sigh of relief. And then the guy that had owned him all weekend, Hunter Hines, steps up and hits a home run that a lot of people are going to remember for many years to come.
Dang. Boy, the baseball's looking good to him, isn't it? Is it in the zone?
It is, and I tell you, that's the thing you think about. You know, there have been times Dakota has been hot and kind of carried this team. He didn't have a great weekend, but then Hunter picks it up. Can you imagine how good this offense could be if you could get them both hot at the same time? And that's the real challenge for a manager, right? Is, I mean, nobody's ever hot at the same time. You never have all nine guys swinging it well. Logan Kohler, of course, yeah, big, big swing for him.
Yes, it was.
And he had 11 home runs last year at Memphis. That's his first one as a Bulldog. But if that's going to be your first one, that's a pretty good time to get one on the road to give yourself some separation. And Gerangelo was amazing, you know, for four innings, and then really good for that fifth inning. And I've seen some people out there because they're speaking with emotion, right? Because you want to win that game so badly. I don't understand why we didn't have multiple guys ready. Well, why would you when he had a no-hitter through four and allows one hit through five, and he strikes out the side in the fifth? Nobody expected him to fade the way that he did, but he got a little tired, and you could tell, you know, fastball was kind of staying up, and the slider didn't have quite as much bite to it. It really wasn't changing planes, and so here we are.
Boy, your dog's fired up about the series win. Good.
I think they're excited because my wife is up and they're going to get to eat.
Steve Robertson, jeanspage.com, 247 Sports on the Out of Bounds Show. All right, is there anything else we need to hit with? So, Tyson Harden. He doesn't really look like that, you know, dog closer, but he's got good stuff. Well, look at what he was, and now look at what he is under Justin Parker. It's just phenomenal. What's working for him that he's so effective?
I tell you what's interesting is even when State signed him, like his numbers in junior college were not great. I mean, you didn't look at that and say, okay, this guy's going to be a star. I mean, and I wonder what Scott Foxhall saw in him. And I don't say that to be disrespectful. I mean, it's usually if it's an SEC guy pitching in junior college, he's mowing people down. His ERA was not good in junior college. But one of the things that Scott Foxhall began to do last year, and now Justin Parker has built upon it, is they started to introduce the sinker. And that has really kept people off the fastball. And so here they are thinking fastball, fastball, and that thing drops off the table and they swing over the top of it. And so he's not a one-pitch pitcher. And that was really the issue last year. It's like the only thing he could consistently throw in the zone was the fastball. But now he can throw the slider. Now he can throw the sinker. And his mentality has changed. Confidence is an incredible thing, right? When you don't have it, you don't win.
Sure.
When you do have it, you do. And you could just tell in his body language when he towed the rubber yesterday in that ball game, that ball game was over. And I really think the thing that's made the difference with him is the ability to throw three pitches for strikes, really at any count. And that's allowed him to attack hitters. How many times last year did we see it? And really over the course of the last 2 years, where guys were scared to get hit, you know, and so as a result, you don't challenge in the strike zone. You don't compete in the zone. You're just kind of throwing things to dip out of the zone and hope they chase and miss. But what Tyson Harden has done is like, I'm going to go pound the zone, and I know you can't hit it. And if you do hit it, I'm going to trust my defense behind me. But I just really think, especially over the course of the last 3 weeks, Tyson Harden has kind of emerged as a dude for a team that really needs somebody to step up on the back end. And I'm not giving up on Nate Dohm either. I know that a lot of people ask about that and, you know, made some inquiries over the weekend.
Just right, what do you think? Does he pitch again?
I do think he pitches again. I don't think he starts. And I think because of the fact that I think they're just going to take it slow with him, and that's probably the smart thing because that guy, kid's got a bright future ahead of him. He really does. And
so,
you got to get him healthy.
So a reliever role, how do you see this? We're visiting with Steve Robertson. He's talking Nate Dome. Do you see him as a mid reliever or in some sort of closer role?
I think he's got to be late inning guy. I mean, I think he's probably an inning or two, and you know, you can't have a guy throw it all three games in the weekend, right? I mean, you got to have
right.
You need some options back there, and so if you start thinking, okay, well, if I got Harden for one and Tyler Davis for one, then Nate Dome gives you another name and another big arm and a right-handed matchup guy that throws with some real velo, and so the velo is going to be there. You know, I just think that at this point, after being on the shelf as long as he had, it's going to be difficult to build the stamina back up, you know, and so I think you see him in short stints, but no. And I've read some reports out there. People are like, oh, yeah, he's done for the year. Well, I can tell you that's news to everybody else that's involved in the situation. There's just a lot of people out there. I think it's probably best to just assume, hey, if we get him back, it's a bonus, but let's not expect it. But, yeah, I do expect him to pitch again at some point. And I think we'll know something here in the next, you know, next several days. But, you know, maybe we know something in time for Alabama. But if and when he comes back, and I do expect him back, I think it's going to be on the back end.
Okay. All right. So going into, I don't know what Chris is going to do on Wednesday against Ole Miss. Do you have some thoughts there? Because he's got a balance. They want that game. It is an RPI game, but they also want to get to the numbers you just threw out, 16 or 17, maybe more conference wins. So real quick, do you have some thoughts on what they may do on Wednesday?
Well, that game's considered non-conference, you know, because of the fact it's a midweek game. And so that won't factor into the SEC standings.
But right. But it works in the RPI, right?
Well, not to mention, too, I mean, you know, it's a State Ole Miss game, right? And so, yeah. You know what it means to the fans. And plus, you want to keep the momentum going. I mean, that's really the last thing you want. It's like you sweep Auburn. And you've won seven of the last eight now. You head to Vanderbilt. You win a big series up there. Last thing you want to go do is, you know, go drop a midweek game to anybody, but especially Ole Miss after they got you at their place, you know. And I don't think Chris Lamona should have to say anything. You know, just let's just go out here and play. And you got a big ballpark there. You know, I think Pico may get the start. I don't know that. Pico may get it. But, you know, he was really good against Alcorn State. He wasn't really good last week. He was good that first inning, then kind of lost the release point a little bit. But, yeah, in that big ballpark, I mean, you know, maybe you see, you know, some guys come in and just kind of go one or two innings apiece. But, you know, that's a game that I don't think State can afford to lose. I mean, you're obviously in a good position right now, but I think if you truly want to host, you need to go win that game too.
Okay. And then, so you, if Dome comes back, he's a reliever. And so how do you see this? They're going to go Steven. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it. After a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. And I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. And that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot. And believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And do you think they stay with Auger on Saturday and Sanja on Sunday, or do you think they flip-flop that?
No, I think you have it exactly right. And if you remember, you know, Durangelo started out on Sunday and it just got moved up, you know, whenever they had the schedule change, and we knew Nate was going to be out for a little bit. But I think Auger has stepped up and really provided some relief in many respects, and no pun intended there. But I think if he's the guy that can get you five, you know, because you got to cover 27 innings, right? And so you feel like Steven's going to be able to go out there and consistently get you six, maybe seven, and sometimes a little bit longer. You can't expect that every week, but you know, Durangelo's the guy to get you five or six. But if you're getting five or six quality innings out of Brooks Auger, it puts you in a really good position to win a series, if not sweep a series. And that's really, you know, over the course of the year, there are two things you got to figure out. How do I get some production out of the bottom third of this order, which they're starting to get with Ethan Pulliam, right? And that's
Pulliam.
Phenomenal.
I like that. Yeah. Ethan Pulliam.
Yeah, and then now all of a sudden you're starting to see a third starter emerge. But people forget, Mississippi State won the national championship with really just 1.5 starting pitchers. You know, Houston Harding was that guy down the stretch that kind of made the move from midweek to weekend. And State didn't win in Omaha without Houston Harding. I mean, he was absolutely incredible in Omaha. Of course, you got the benefit of that big ballpark. But you're starting to see some pieces kind of fall into place. And that's the thing. You want to be getting better and kind of establishing roles and finding some production out of the entire roster as you go into the postseason. It appears State's doing that.
Okay. Who else do we want to hit here?
Well, we could talk about Pulliam a little bit.
Okay. Startville kid. Great at you live there. You know how good he was in football, state championship team, baseball, among other sports. Yeah. Give us a little more on him.
I can go back farther than that. I can go back to 2014. You know, we moved up here, and my youngest son played soccer with Ethan Pulliam, and I was trying to get his dad then to let him go to juniors to go be on the U.S. men's national team. I mean, this guy is just a phenomenal athlete, no matter the sport. And he's very, very mature. I had a chance to interview him Tuesday night after the Memphis game. If you see that video, you can see how mature and poised and articulate he is. And he's a guy that really approaches the game with a really professional approach. And when he comes up in that late in that ball game on Saturday, when State needed some insurance runs, I made a comment. I said, well, you know, he's not going to pull Christensen Peterson here. I mean, Christian Peterson's not going to do it. I mean, this kid's throwing 9,900 miles an hour. He's not going to pull him. Best approach here is try to take this thing the other way. And lo and behold, what does he do? That line drive in the right ends up going to the wall and being a double. How many freshmen in that situation on the road would have that kind of poise in a ninth inning, one-run game to say, you know what, hey, let me go up here and just try to put this ball in play and get this run home? Very, very polished player. I mean, he's got to get bigger and stronger. You know, got to get a little bit, you know, more fluid in his movement. But the kid mentally is as tough as anybody out there, even as a freshman. And I think that's one of the things that led to him being in the lineup. I mean, you had that, you know, really tough stretch there where you couldn't figure out who was going to be a DH. Well, now all of a sudden, you know, Pulliam has taken over a second and Larry's back in the DH role. And he's had some pretty good swings here the last two weekends. But I think putting Pulliam in the everyday lineup has kind of really added some length to the order because, you know, before it was 7-8-9, you're thinking, I'm just hoping we can flip the order here. But now you look at him and say, you know what, hey, these guys are capable of being rally starters and giving the top of that lineup a chance to hit with runners on base.
So you've known this kid a long time. Hell of an athlete.
Absolutely. And I tell you this, if we're getting ready to pick teams, I don't care what sport it is, he's my number one pick.
Freaky athlete. No pulse either at the plate. And made some plays in the field. I hate it for Imani because I think he's a wonderful player. But it is what it is. I know Hunter and DJ suck a lot of the oxygen out of the room, along with Mershon. I've got a minute here, though. But what about Connor Hisek? I mean, what a player.
Yeah, and that, he was the X factor. We talked about that in the beginning of the year, and Lamonta said that was probably the biggest mistake he made last year.
I heard it.
Getting more back got Connor Hisek, and now you look up and it's like, where would this team be without Connor Hisek? Because honestly, when you started seeing Hunter get hot the first time, it was after they elevated Hisek to the number five hole down in Biloxi, so he had some protection because he had Chance sitting there behind him before. And love Bryce Chance, that's, you know, really good player, but he's not going to provide protection for your cleanup hitter, you know. Mm-hmm. And so Hisek makes a lot of sense there, and Hisek against some big swings this weekend. But now all of a sudden you start thinking, hey, the middle of that order has really kind of come together. It's taken some time, but you feel like that middle of the order is a group that can mash, and at some point they're going to get you in the ball game. At some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were going to do some football, but we ran out of time. So, did anything happen yesterday in football? I was watching. Well, hell, you were in Nashville, but you know what's going on. Was there any movement in the portal or anything for them?
Well, tomorrow's the last day of the portal. That's probably a good thing. A lot of college football fans around the country are like, when's this thing going to be over? And tomorrow's the last day for them to enter the portal. They don't have to make a decision tomorrow, but tomorrow's the last day to enter. And so you'll have your outgoing attrition will be known by close of business tomorrow. And that's probably a big thing that people need to understand. But, yeah, you're right. I was on my way back from Nashville fielding calls and, you know, and a lot of people pretty excited about Mississippi State baseball after pulling that thing off yesterday.
Yeah, well, they should be. And it looks like Lamonis and crew will be back. So I think that's a good thing, too. All right, Steve, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
See you.
JeansPage.com, 247 Sports. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Tomorrow, we will be live from Providence Hill. And we're excited about it. It is the South's premier sporting experience, hosting the 2024 Providence Cup all week. The 2024 Providence Cup. Embrace the challenge at the 6th annual Providence Cup. And they are going to have some unbelievable talent out there. And it's going to be really, really competitive. By the way, they're going to host the 2025 U.S. Open. That's like hosting a major in golf. This place is unbelievable. I mean, it is a beautiful piece of property. People flying from all over the country to participate. Beautiful lakes. The fishing is amazing. But it is the South's premier sporting experience. ProvidenceHill.com. They do have memberships available, both corporate and personal. Memberships at Providence Hill, and it's right over there just outside of where I live in Pocahontas and Flora. Beautiful, beautiful piece of property. ProvidenceHill.com. We'll be there live tomorrow right here on the Out of Bounds show. Also, the show is brought to you by Eye Care Professionals. If you need cataract surgery, you want to call Eye Care Professionals and Dr. Kirk Jeffries and the team at Eye Care Professionals. See you tomorrow from Providence Hill.
Hi, I'm Johnny Donaldson, Executive Vice President and Chief Culture Officer of Bank Plus. Buying a home is a big goal, and Bank Plus offers plenty of options to help you reach it. Our mortgage team is here to sit down with you and walk through all the possibilities, from different types of loans to down payment assistance programs. We will find solutions that work with your budget and goals. Bank Plus Mortgage, we're here to make you feel at home. Get started at bankplus.net. Bank Plus is more than a name, it's a promise.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Underwriting criteria applies.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.